This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official listing and the overview of the stories and the people this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, whose job it is, here I am declaring, Michael, your job is to listen to a lot of talk radio stations and programs, talk to the folks that are on the air and producing these shows, to come up with a list, top 10 stories, top 10 people. You do it every week of the year. You're my hero. What a task. What a job. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Coming from you, that means so much.
Yes, I'm sure it does.
Don't you love all that expression, coming from you?
Yes. Isn't that, where did that come from? Where did that come from, that expression?
We'll have to look it up.
Good question. Yes, we will. Meanwhile, well, you don't have to look it up because we've got them right here. Top stories and top list of people that are connected to those stories. So would you please do the honors?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the UK royal scandals and a whole smattering of celebrity gossip. At number 9, winter weather, and that always goes along with the topic of climate change. We have at number 8, big tech and social media issues, along with problems facing CNN. At number 7, we have U.S.-China relations and the Olympics. At number 6, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with race relations, two gigantic topics that intercept each other at different points along their borders. At number 5, electoral politics and the Durham probe, which was a big buzz in conservative media this past week. And number 4, the January 6 investigation, and that's tied with Trump under increasing pressure from all the investigations going on around him.
Why would that be? He was worth $5 billion before he became president. He's worth $10 billion after that. Why would anybody want to investigate that?
Isn't it interesting? Well, isn't it interesting how everybody gets rich when they get elected to office?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not alone. Look at the scandals around all the members of Congress whose wealth has gone up by millions of dollars because they get insider information and the wives or their husbands buy stock, and bingo, they're worth $100 million before you know it.
You know, it's really amazing. The average person doesn't realize it. And I have to say, I'm not that, educated about it myself because I've never run for political office and I've never worked within a campaign. But I know politicians and I obviously, observe what's going on. It seems that politics is a really
lucrative business.
It's a lucrative business.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, but I mean, on so many levels, campaign, fundraising, war chests.
Do you remember when Vice President Agnew, who had been the Baltimore County executive, got caught taking a bribe for $3,000 in a brown envelope? You remember that?
He had to resign his vice presidency.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then there are the people who, you look around at some of the things that that people are doing and how they're getting where they're going based on a salary of $160,000. Well, we got a house here, we got a house there. We got to have a house in Washington, we got to have a house. You know, it's that kind of stuff, and it's kind of disrupted what we think of as the appropriate way to handle people who were not supposed to be there all the time. And remember, the original deal was that the people that represented us were supposed to be there part-time. That's how the Constitution
was. It was meant to be a sacrifice. It was meant to be a sacrifice, a service to your country.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's turned into something quite different, and I don't know how we undo that. It's deeply embedded in the culture now.
Yep, and, sure is.
A case could be made that the country would fall off the rails if we didn't have these systems that have been in place now for years and are based upon a certain level of of corruption. It's like it's the grease that keeps the gears turning. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number three, we have the economy, and that includes inflation, supply chain problems, labor force shortages, and arguments about remote working. People don't want to go back to work. Some people don't want to work at all. That's called the big quit. Yeah. Other people, right. they like working. They just don't want to
go
to the office.
Look at how things have changed where people are living. The people living from the moving from the coasts into the middle of the country, and that's where the labor force is moving. So the jobs that are available on the coasts are much more prevalent, paying more money. But people are sick of living in the city, especially on the West Coast, California. People are sick of it. And, you know, they're so tone-deaf, Pelosi and Newsom and that bunch. They're just totally toned. They think it's all about them.
I can't believe how the whole California dream turned out to be so...
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. It's awful.
It's pretty amazing. If you've watched it over the decades, do you remember what California was like back in the 60s, 70s?
Well, I started living there in the wintertime in 1993 when I was working at KBC, and I loved it. I loved the energy. I loved being there. Mm. My two children and my grandchildren are there. I love being there, but I'm sick of $5 gas. The gas taxes in California are $1.18 more than they are on average anywhere else in the country. The working conditions, the way the homeless are just everywhere, and nobody's doing, you know, it's supposedly not politically correct. I tried to get a hotel room. My children, neither of them have homes that have extra bedrooms, so I stay in a hotel when I go out there because I haven't rented a place for a couple of years. So you go to these hotels, and some of them are catering, I put that in quotation marks, to homeless. The city is paying them to put homeless people in the motel. Who's paying for that? I'm paying for somebody to be in a room instead of me. It's them, but I'm paying for it. How do you like that? Figure that one out.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No.
Anyway. It's terrible. It really is. I mean, there's nothing funny about it.
It's disgraceful.
What's happened to California is just a tragedy.
Yep.
All right. Number two, we have the Russia-Ukraine crisis. And at number one, we have COVID-19, vaccines, mandates, masks, and the Canadian trucker story.
That's an interesting story.
It's a crisis. It's destroying Justin Trudeau's administration. He's probably finished.
He doesn't know how to handle it. He's handled it very badly.
He's way over his head.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think of Canada as a peaceful country that doesn't get involved in these type of situations. And they're dealing with a major crisis in Canada, and it could spread. So it's not, you know, like some type of quaint provincial story. It's a world story. We got what's going on in Canada and what's going on in Ukraine. These are massively important stories with huge consequences. Got to watch them both carefully.
Yeah.
On the people survey, we have Prince Andrew and Virginia Giffer, I believe, or Giffer. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
I'm not either. I was stumbled over that this week myself.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo, he's at number 9. Elon Musk is at 8. Eileen Gu and Kamala Vileva, these are people from the Olympics.
Olympics, yeah.
Hillary Clinton and John Durham at number 6.
Hillary can never get away. Hillary can't go away.
But she's not going to go away. She's going to be president. She'll be president, then Trump will be president, then Hillary will be president.
They should be together. They deserve each other.
They just—they'd make a great couple if they can only separate their, you know, put the differences beside them. They're,
right,
wouldn't they be a cool couple? I mean, think
very
about
interesting
it.
Couple,
between the two of them. What can we do now? Oh, Donald, we can take over the world and wreak havoc upon the poor people of the world.
Uh-huh.
Mitch McConnell is at number 5. Ron DeSantis is at number 4. And right ahead of him, literally and figuratively, is Donald Trump at number 3. Vladimir Putin is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And I would say right now, at this moment, the world is a mess.
Yep. Been a mess for a while. It's getting messier. Yeah. And messier and messier. We'll talk about some of those messes as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, 15 after the hour. Let me call your attention to something. With all this stuff that doesn't work, here's something that does work. Something that you can do to help yourself, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about losing weight and keeping it off. It's a task. It's a chore. It's tough work, especially if you love to eat. and you like to eat ice cream. You like to eat cookies and candy and things, or heavy food, and eat it before you go. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of gaining weight. But now the issue is, how do we get rid of the weight and keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can do Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. With TopLoss.com, you get all the stories of people that are listeners to this program. Here's Amanda, who says, I started taking Calitrin in March of last year. Since then, I've been taking in when I take it when I go to sleep. My sleep is so much better. My weight is stable. I've lost the weight, so my knees and my hips are better. They were troubling me for several years. Now they don't. So, you know, there are hundreds of these. If you want to be convinced, if I'm not convincing you enough, then you can go into the pages of TopLoss.com and see what cooks. Check it out at TopLoss.com. Check out and take out a 3-month supply. You get actually 6 months for the when you pay for three. It's a fabulous product that works. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been in business for 25 years. Make it work for you. Help yourself lose weight and keep it off the natural way with Calitrin. Use the DJV code at checkout at TopLoss.com. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside. Or choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders if it's over $35. Get your order quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, Gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You got fresh ice pack, Miss Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On what is still hailed as the most romantic day of the year, retail technology company Immersys reveals new research showing which US cities will be showering their partners with gifts this Valentine's Day and which ones won't. It reveals the average American pays just over $65 on gifts for this annual celebration of love. So how do consumers, and indeed retailers, get it right this Valentine's? Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Immersys, is here to tell us more.
Americans spent a staggering $21.5 billion on Valentine's Day last year. We found that men are spending about a third more than women, and those people who are young and in love, those ages 16 to 24, will actually spend the most. And this kind of data can really empower marketers to understand their customers, helping them make the right purchase for their loved one on Valentine's Day, but also building loyalty for the future. So if you want to learn more about this consumer research around Valentine's Day, you can visit us at Immersys.com.
All right, so let's see here. On the list of things brings us, there's a top heaviness to number one, and there has been, because there's so much here, including this trucker's strike in Canada, which, as we were saying, Trudeau doesn't seem to know what to do with. Under the circumstances, they are against mandates. The thing that I find interesting is, why should there be a mandate for a truck driver who's alone in the truck to wear a mask? What's the point of that? And I know it goes into the truck stops and all that other stuff, but It's a power there. There's a powerful message there. Things being heard around the world. 21 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Looking at the charts for the week of February 14th to the 18th, believe that or not. Did you have a happy Valentine's Day, Michael, by the way?
Oh, it's lovely. I love it.
Lovely
everybody.
Wife. Yeah. Did you buy her? Did she buy you? Or what did? How did you celebrate?
We made cards for each other.
How to pay for mache.
And I gave her last year's flower.
Did you? Fabulous. Good for you. What a romantic you are. Very nice. Good to know that. All right, let's get that. Wasn't one of the top stories this week either. In the top 10 count, it didn't make it into the. It must be number 11.
It was a chocolate flower. I don't know what it looked like under the wrapping. I mean, but it just stayed on display for a year.
Really?
So I used it again.
Nothing wrong with that. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, so that's another expression. It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
That's up there with coming from you.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, right. It's a real compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
Number one this week, COVID. Are we ever going to? The mandates are going away. The vaccines are subject. I'm looking at the lists here, and you and I both live in Massachusetts. Town by town, the COVID hospitalizations are the lowest they have been since last year. So you know the thing is ebbing. There are those who say there's a new flu called the Russian flu, which really isn't new. It's just something that news media, in my estimation, the news media is using to scare us or to keep us focused on this or to keep the drug companies making money or whatever it is. The whole thing about who's immunized or not. The 73% number floated around this week. You probably saw this. 73% of Americans are immune to Omicron. And so the question is that enough? And that question has been asked by hosts. The people talk about getting booster shots. And so, you know, because there were 80 million people who've had this over the course of the last 2 years. And some of them did have shots. And they gave, you know, that caused the discussion between, it turned out, liberals and conservatives or Democrats and Republicans. See, I told you. They don't, you know, they don't work. Look at all these infections with all these people who have had the shots. So, you know, it's hard to know what to believe, isn't it?
And that becomes it's hard to know what to believe. It's hard to know what to do. There's no question. It's confusing. And some of it is just natural confusion that comes from the scientists not really knowing. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be some type of a scandal or some type of a corruption. It just is.
But yet, that's not good radio if you don't do, you know, blame it on somebody. That's not good radio, right?
Well, it's certainly beyond radio. It's radio, television, newspapers, mm-hmm. websites. Everybody's blaming everybody, and the truth of the matter is, you know, the only thing we need to have really is a better attitude about it, and not be so quick to point fingers and to blame each other.
Live with it. The use of vaccines or not, but this is something that's going to be with us. We better, I think, man up, if you will. Maybe that's the term, or get real. And not every time there's something happens, somebody, there's a blip on the radar screen, go running to the newspaper, the television set, or the radio. Look, there's another person who's got it. Look out below. Oh, it's going to get us all. It's nonsense. You know, it really is. It got the way it was handled, I think, is the worst tragedy in my lifetime, other than people dying that were close to me. I think this is the way this was handled was more, whether it's tragic or outrageous, it just is. And it's got to stop, frankly, and hopefully it is. 28 after the hour, we're back in a few minutes.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden in Ohio Thursday seems to be putting the theory of climate change ahead of the American inflation problem.
We're also showing that growing the economy and creating jobs can go hand in hand with protecting the environment, not decimating it, meeting the moment on climate change. Like our program to clean up abandoned mines and cap and plug orphaned oil and gas wells sweeping and spewing methane into the air.
The United States government is reporting Russia is stocking up on blood supplies, putting more troops on Ukraine's border, and flying in more combat aircraft. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Thursday dismissed Moscow's claim of withdrawing some troops. The secretary is in Poland this hour talking with our NATO ally about Russia's warmongering.
A peaceful outcome that respects Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity represents the best outcome.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Once again, time has proven President Trump was right when he complained his campaign was being spied upon. Republican Representative Brian Babin of Texas on Newsmax says Hillary Clinton should face investigations from the Department of Justice and the FBI after the findings of special counsel John Durham.
She should face the Department of Justice and the FBI. Unfortunately, it looks like they may be in the tank for the Democrats. And it's very interesting to see that Hillary has denied this. It's all fake news. This is exactly their modus operandi they've had every single time, you know, going back to her server problem. John Ratcliffe, who declassified about 1,000 pages, which has now broken this open. And I'm so thankful that the special prosecutor and investigator Durham is making this happen. And let's just hope and pray that he continues to do so and flush these rats out, because this is exactly what's happened. They have cheated, they have lied, they have the big media, big tech, they've been in the tank for the Democrats the entire time. We've seen Republicans ruin their financial lives and their personal lives ruined because of all of this Russia stuff, and now we've got the rats scurrying for the dark corners, and we need to make sure that we have an accountability.
NASCAR Racing will be in Daytona Beach this weekend as the 2022 Cup Series continues. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussing the issues of the day from the perspective of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. And we were discussing COVID ramifications, the 1 billion devices in Comcast Internet customer households connected to Wi-Fi, the number of devices being used, the statistic here, Michael, goes for the focus on the pandemic and how many more people have connected.
I don't know that this, it's interesting to see the numbers. We all know that things changed a lot with Zoom and working at home and that sort of thing. But the numbers, wow, 1 billion devices during the pandemic? Whew.
Well, the pandemic sped up the evolution of our interconnectedness. We're heading in that direction anyway. It just probably sped it up by 10 years as opposed to two and a half years.
Yeah. You think it was that 5G is an outgrowth of that?
No, I think 5G is an outgrowth of 4G, and that's just the way things go. No, I think that necessity is the mother of invention. People need to be connected. We have ways of connecting people that completely upends our paradigm of how we live, where we live, how we commute, how we travel. The whole idea of commuting, travel, cars, railroads, villages and towns, suburbs, rural areas, farm areas. The whole thing is changing in terms of how we conduct our intelligence, our consciousness within space. We are all in a closer space because of technology. And why wouldn't we pursue that? Why wouldn't we take advantage of it? You know, when you get on an airplane today, and you do a lot of traveling, so you're kind of weird in that regard, but still you probably feel it. You say to yourself, there are alternatives to me making this business trip. Do I really need to get on a plane? Do I really need to get in the car and go driving? Do I need to live near the office? All of those things are changing, and you can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's inevitable. It's the way the mighty river is flowing. And that's what we're seeing today in terms of all of this rigmarole about remote working, remote schooling, going back to the office, people not wanting to do that. This is a major change in how we as a society, as we as a species, are functioning going forward.
Interesting, because you and I have run our businesses that way for years.
Absolutely.
Before this all got started, that's how I do with the people that are on the air with me, all in different locations. Even though it sounds like we're all in the same room, we aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have been possible.
And in a way, you are in the same room. In a way, you are in the same room.
Right, that's right. Yeah, we are, virtually.
You're in the same space. It has the same, as a matter of fact, a case could be made. It's more efficient. You don't fall victim to all of the human nature problems that come from proximity. In other words, that old expression, gossip, familiarity breeds contempt.
Contempt, yeah. Right, that's true. Yeah. It does. Yeah. Interesting, when you look at these devices, as we think about COVID, health devices were the fastest growing category. 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers connected to Wi-Fi since the beginning of the pandemic. That's really pretty amazing. 343 million smartphones were connected in the last 2 years. Think about that in the business of selling smartphones.
Right.
Think about
it. Well, the smartphone is every bit as big a deal in terms of human evolution as fire or the wheel, you know, or refrigeration. Think about
it. You want to know what the second, there are three top categories for use of these devices. According to this survey, the number one was health-related. Number two was gambling. And number three was pornography.
Yes, the finer things in life.
Yeah, right. Listen,
what the heck is health doing in there?
I know. It's not supposed to be there at all.
We should get rid of health, and the third category should be for the perpetration. Is there such a word, perpetration? Yeah, the perpetrating of scams and crime.
Yeah.
I mean, this technology has been a boom to the criminal industry. Just
sure
incredible.
Has. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful time to be a criminal.
You know, I
am kidding, folks. I'm kidding.
Of course, I just had to say that. The People List, for the first time in a long time this week, doesn't have Dr. Fauci on it.
I know we made a mistake.
No, I don't think you made a mistake. I just think
we did.
No. You look at his visibility. I noticed this week he said it was risky to take masks off of children. And I wonder, I'm sure he came up with a reason for it. He says it's risky to lift school mask mandates. And then teachers and principals and parents say, why? These children have been proven all along not to really be at risk. And, you know, as far as being carriers are concerned, I don't know, what is... if you're not wearing an N95 mask, you might as well forget it. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything for yourself. You're not doing anything for anybody else. I've been convinced of that. Have you, Michael?
No, not really. I think that there's different levels of mask efficiency or efficacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if your mask prevents you from spitting on somebody, well, then it doesn't matter if it's an old, if it's, you know, your old underwear. But, no, I agree with you that the masks are not, across the board, the answer to the problem. But, I don't know. To a certain degree, they can be helpful. To a certain degree, they can be, you know, hurtful. You're breathing your own carbon dioxide
over and over again.
You know, I often feel faint when I when I'm out for a long time with a mask on. Your glasses fog up. You become detached from the world. There's a lot of problems with masks, but again, you know, this all or nothing conversation just doesn't get us anywhere. You know, see, masks don't work. Well, but there, you know, the bottom line is to me, how many hundreds of thousands of people are dead right now that wouldn't have been if it weren't for this COVID-19 thing?
And then who do we hold responsible? Are we doing what we should be doing with the Chinese government?
No.
Not at all. We're not doing anything.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. It is.
Every time you bring that up, it gets battened down. Like, but that fuck. No, don't say that.
Yeah,
you know, right.
I'm not smart enough, I guess.
No, I don't understand why it is considered to be politically incorrect to discuss the possibility that China was,
especially when they're screwing us at every turn. Look at what the Russians and the Chinese are together trying to screw us over, and they've been doing it, but they're more blatant about it now. They're really becoming very active and aggressive.
Yeah,
the Russians with their hacking, the Chinese with their pushing everybody around. I mean, look at the Olympics. It's a joke. The Olympics are a joke. And the Chinese have made it.
In many ways, the Olympics have always been a joke. I mean, isn't that the conversation every year, every time, you know, every 4 years we have the winter or the summer Olympics?
So what do we have them for? What do they prove? What do they do? What's the point? This is the question.
Well, that again is a complicated conversation. They obviously have some benefit. The problem is they're total, whatever benefits they have, you know, the spirit of athleticism, the spirit of international cooperation, the lives of these fine young athletes that devote themselves to attaining some type of perfection and sacrificing in order to achieve it. I mean, the spirit, the idea of all of it is very good. Unfortunately, it's been corrupted by money. It's been corrupted by politics, greed, deceit, and the dark side of human nature. I just hate to condemn the idea. The idea of the Olympics is exciting. It's a good thing.
It's healthy.
We don't carry it out properly. Mm-hmm. Corrupted.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes down to the fact that we human beings really stink. You know,
number nine.
I'm sorry to laugh, but
we are kind of we're
cryptically
corrupt and creepy. Yes, the alliterative way of looking at it. Number nine this week, the weather. The U.S. is poised to see as much of a rise in sea levels through the next 30 years as it has experienced in the past 100, with the increases starting around 2150, making places like Florida not really a great place to be. So, you know, you look at all that stuff and think those of us who like the coastal cities, the coastal plains, whether it's Florida, California, wherever it may be, something to be thinking about with regard to may increase by as much as 10 inches, the water levels. What is that going to do? Oof, to currents in the ocean. Much as anything else. All right, Michael Harrison and Doug at 44 after the hour. This is the Weekly Countdown Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison every week does an interview with somebody who's a big timer in the world of talk in one way or another. So this week's Michael Harrison interview features a conversation with whom?
Michael Riedel. Michael Riedel is the co-host of the morning show at WOR in New York. It's a political show, and it has arts and entertainment and sports. And he's also a very, very well-known, long, you know, running theater critic in New York. So we talk about theater, the return of theater. We talk about The Music Man and West Side Story. And we talk about Trump and the GOP. MHinterview.com. Really interesting conversation with a fascinating New Yorker.
So he's on with Len Berman, who was a former Bostonian, and he's been in that market for a long time. That was a place inhabited by the gambling family on that station for, what, six decades or something?
Yeah, for those who don't know what he means, the gambling is the name, gambling, as opposed to they were a gambling family.
Yeah, the gambling.
They lost their fortune. That was an interesting thing. The grandfather, the son, and the grandson held that position for 60 or 70 years, something crazy.
Yeah,
amazing.
Interesting radio. Hi, Michael. As usual, you brought us interesting radio, talk radio, countdown show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Barry Gordy, good dog. my Barry Gibbons, well, no, what is it? Barry Gibb. Anyway, from the movie of the same, everybody thought that was the name of the movie. Remember that, Staying Alive, this song?
And that was a sequel. They actually did a sequel to Saturday Night Fever called Staying Alive, which Sylvester Stallone actually directed the sequel.
Yeah.
It was not that good a film. It fared okay at the box office. But today is John Travolta's birthday. Believe it or not, Doug turned 68 years old. Sort of started on a ABC sitcom called Welcome Back, Kotter back in the 1970s. Yeah. He became very popular. Did a ABC TV movie called Boy in the Plastic Bubble. Got good reviews for that film, but hit big when they cast him as a star in 1977 of the feature film Saturday Night Fever. Became a big hit. It was hard R. It was a hard R movie. It was so popular, a lot of kids wanted to see it. So the studio, which was, I believe, Paramount, recut the film to PG, and it kept people flocking into movie theaters. A year later, he does Grease, another huge hit. He's had his ups and downs in his career. I like a movie called Blowout with Brian De Palma back in 1981. I thought it was his best acting performance, but he did Look Who's Talking, and then he revived his career when Quentin Tarantino cast him in Pulp Fiction, I believe, in 1990. But the last 10 years, he's done a lot of direct-to-DVD movies like Nick Cage and Bruce Willis. He's gone that.
There's got to be something to that. These guys are all big stars, and you keep saying that you kind of put them down because you don't respect the stuff that's being done.
Well, the movies are horrible.
That's your opinion. I don't happen to think they're horrible. I go looking at them, and I don't find them horrible at all. They just, they're easy. Yeah, maybe that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Horrible, I suppose, is in the mind of the beholder, isn't it?
In this case, I disagree 100%. No, these are horrible. Listen, they're churned out. These acting. Listen, a guy like Bruce Willis, right? They fly him to a set. He works like 3 days. They pay him a couple hundred thousand or whatever like that. And then he's gone. And he churns out another one a month later. This is not movie making. Whatever is going on here is it's a bizarre sub-industry. Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, John Cusack, and Liam Neeson's now getting into this game. It's very bizarre. I can't explain it. We'd love to know the behind the scenes.
But I think but there's an elitist point of view here. I love going to the movies, seeing all kinds of things.
But they don't play in the movie theater. You got to go to your Walmart.
No, Liam Neeson's movie is at the theater. I saw it in the theater.
He's still he's a little higher in quality than, but if you look at what Bruce Willis is doing, it's I don't get it. But
well,
what it is.
I know you don't, but they obviously do because they keep doing it. It's not like they don't have a choice. Those guys could probably write their own ticket if they decided to, because there are lots of actioners around and they're all looking for,
Nick Cage is still a tremendous talent. I don't know about some of the others, but
you might be right. I think that Liam Neeson has a lot to offer still, and Willis, if he didn't just show up, I think he's always been quite a good actor. But anyway,
I agree 100%.
Yeah. What do we have?
They're doing what they're doing, and that's
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have that's going to occupy? Murder on the Nile was number one last week.
Big movie hitting theaters this weekend, Uncharted, which is based on a big popular video game, stars Spider-Man's Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. Reviews are up and down, but it's tracking at around a $70 million opening weekend, which is good. It opened last week, Doug, overseas, and it's done pretty well. So that's good news if you like video game movies. So yesterday they released online, I watched the trailer to Baz Luhrmann, who directed Moulin Rouge in Australia, his Elvis Presley movie. It stars an unknown named Austin Butler, and Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker. I got to tell you, they have prosthetics on Tom Hanks.
Really?
He's never looked, I don't want to use
different?
The word unappealing, but it's the most unattractive Tom Hanks has ever looked on a movie screen. And it's sort of a bizarre trail. I had a mixed reaction to it, but it should be a very interesting movie that comes out.
Remember how they made up when, what's-his-face played Roger Ailes? John Lithgow.
Lithgow, yeah.
How they made him, you didn't recognize him because of the prosthetics.
Yeah, I mean, they have the ability to do that. But watch the trailer, you'll see, what I'm
talking about. I'm going to go see Murder on the Nile at some point, or Death on the Nile.
I got one story I want to bounce off you. This day in entertainment history, 1941, Jimmy Stewart enlisted in the United States Army, becoming the first American actor to enlist and fight in World War II. And then 5 years later, 1946, he's starring in It's a Wonderful Life. That's pretty impressive, incredible history, no?
He was impressive. There's no question about it. One of the best actors of all time.
I agree.
Chuck, you're one of the best of all time as well. Thank you. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.